Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Blow it out your ass.
Gamers, rise up. It's time for another episode of Thumb Cramps, a video game podcast for everyone whose thumbs are cramping. I'm Joel.
I am Jackson.
And today we are joined by the very special guest, a man that was on this podcast mere 3 or 4 weeks ago.
He needs no introduction.
But I'm going to give him one anyway. It's Adam, goddamn Cannavale.
Oh my God, I've never been given an introduction as accurate as this one. 3 weeks ago? That's correct.
Holy shit.
It's crazy to say this person needs no introduction and then not introduce them.
This person needs no introduction. And today we're looking at the Switch Lite.
That's right.
And actual games.
So I got a little boy Switch.
Yeah,
okay. I went into the video game store. I said, hey, I'm a little boy. Give
it's
me a little boy Switch.
It's like when you go to the men's bathroom and there's like three adult urinals and then the little boy urinal.
The little baby, and you got to squat down to piss in it. You're like, is this a crime? Technically, no. Does it feel like a crime? Absolutely.
Is that the one with the non-detachable?
Yes.
Yeah.
So why, can I ask? Don't you have a Switch?
I have a Switch. But my partner has been using that. They've been
100%ing. Also, huge news. We're currently in the UK.
Yeah.
This will make more sense to you, Adam.
Yeah.
Remember, we're in the UK right now.
No, it looks like to you, Adam, that we're in the studio
and
in Melbourne.
We'll put an ad in, but I'm going to mention it now. If you're listening to this and you are in England, we're doing live shows. Pulling the Death Star, not Thumb Cramps. Yeah. And by we, I mean me, Jackson, and Zammit, not Adam.
I'm actually not in the UK, we are.
I'm currently not here,
But me and Dushal are in the UK right now.
And we're doing three live shows. There is two intimate shows, one on Tuesday the 22nd of March, one on Friday the 25th of March, both at the Apple Tree in London. Uh-huh. Information is on sansbatsradio.com/
And probably events. In the show notes for this episode now.
Yeah, if I remember. Yeah, I should remember.
You would imagine.
Yeah, I'm bringing it up now. I remembered now.
Yeah.
So two intimate shows, one less intimate show.
Yeah, yeah.
One clinical show.
Yeah, one clinical show. Where it's us and 400 of our closest friends, but clinical. So if you want a spectacle, come to the 400-seater one, which is the Sunday.
If you want to maybe kiss us, come to one of the intimate ones.
And if you're looking for a real intimate experience, Tuesday the 22nd of March, intimate venue, not the quickest ticket sales, so real close.
You want one that's going to be so intimate where lip to lip as your faces just press up against our faces as we're like, welcome to today's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, directly into your mouth. Come to that one.
You'll hear it from the inside of your ears, not the outside of your ears.
It'll echo through your skull.
Yeah, we're gonna speak directly into your mouth.
We're going to open up your throat and talk down
this thing on?
Instead of poking the microphone, poking the uvula and they throw up. This thing on.
We get spewed on by the audience.
All night.
Anyway, that's something you can do. And that is why Jackson Bailey now earns a Switch Lite.
Yes.
Because it was used quite heavily on your flight to the UK, yeah, where we are currently.
Yeah, exactly. I used it all the time on my flight to the UK that I previously did and I'm not right now going to do in a couple of days.
No, no. This episode
is temporally confusing. Okay.
Jackson, when the audience hears this, we're in the UK.
Yeah.
It's happened. True. We flew there.
We did it.
It was a great flight.
And I needed a Switch Lite because I wanted a portable Switch.
Adam, stop doing that. Stop rubbing your eyes. Like this episode has exhausted you. It's only been going
for... itchy eye because I got allergies 2 weeks ago when we recorded this.
Fair enough.
2 weeks ago? 7 days ago?
Yeah.
Oh, 7 days. Whenever when we recorded this. I don't know. I'm not even here.
We're recording this the day you're listening to it, Adam.
Yeah, exactly. But while we're in the UK, but Adam obviously isn't. He's in Australia right now.
With allergies.
With allergies.
Well, when we were live recording this 7 days ago today, I had allergies, all right? Leave me alone. My eyes get itchy when that happens.
That's fair. Yeah. That's fair. But anyway, so that my partner could play the Switch at home and keep 100%ing Spyro.
Currently still playing Spyro.
They're currently playing Spyro right now.
Not missing you.
Get them on the show.
I haven't noticed.
Got to get them gems.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted one to be able to use while I was away. And I thought, well, I'll get a Switch Lite so that I can use that while she's at home.
Yeah.
The Switch Lite. The differences are can't detach the hand bits.
Yeah.
Joy-Cons.
Yeah, controllers would have also been fine. Hand bits?
Yeah.
Third place in correct thing,
that's
I would
fair.
Say.
It's littler. The screen's smaller, but you don't really notice.
How much
small.
Littler, do you know?
I don't know the specific dimensions.
But you used it so much in our flight to the UK, which has already happened.
Obviously, now I know the specific dimensions.
How did it compare size-wise to the screen in the back of the seat?
It's probably about half the screen in the back of the seat,
I think. What was your favorite meal on the plane?
My favorite meal on the plane was when I got a little thing of, it was breakfast.
I got a nice
airplane coffee. You know, they kind of taste garbage.
But they're very sweet.
Yeah.
What leg of the flight was this?
This was leg four.
Leg four?
Wow, you had a lot of stopovers.
Yeah. It was a big flight.
It was a huge flight. It was around the world in 80 days long flight. That's what happened.
Whoa, around the world in only 80 days in the year 2022? That's impressive.
Adam. You're not going to believe they can do that now.
Oh my God.
Of it. Anyway.
What
else is different about it? Feels cheaper.
What color is yours?
My blue. I got a blue one.
Yeah, that was for the audience. I saw it on the plane. We're sitting next to each other, but just checking.
Yeah. It does physically feel like inferior plastic. Is that what you're saying?
Well, it feels, I would say it feels plasticier. Like it doesn't really feel like it's a bad plastic or anything, but you can tell that, and it's much lighter. Mm. So I think that kind of like makes
it. Do you reckon that's where it got its name from?
The Switch, I don't know.
What about performance wise? Like with the games that you're playing on it, do you notice that they're not
I notice no difference. It feels very strange to be playing like Super Mario Galaxy on a portable handheld Switch or whatever. I don't know. Something about that's very strange. And like the how much capacity it has doesn't seem terribly different to the Switch. I can't really remember what.
I don't think there is any difference.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
I sort of assumed. I think there might be like maybe 10 gig less or something, or 5 gig less.
What's the total capacity?
I can tell you what the Switch capacity is.
Well, so 10 gig less than whatever the normal capacity is. Another question, and you would know this pretty well now, having had it on like a 48-hour flight.
The battery life, you want?
Yeah, I was about to ask.
I have to assume good. Real good.
That's great.
Yeah. He couldn't tell because we also got good portable chargers that have a USB-C thing.
I just had it charging the whole time. Yeah.
I confused my Switch into thinking it was docked. So, Adam, the regular Switch has 32 gigabytes of internal data.
Wow. Yeah.
Storage, I mean, not data.
Yeah. So
the Switch is beefy.
Yeah.
Sure sounds like it is. Yeah.
There's multiple games that if you
get it on the Switch, that's all you're playing on the Switch.
Obviously, with the Switch, that's the hard drive's empty.
Yeah.
Storage is empty. Yeah. Hard drive feels wrong. If that's empty, but obviously, when you buy a Switch, it's got stuff on it.
Yeah, there's the operating system, which is space.
So I think it's like 28 gig. Games like Doom, if you own that, you have to have an SD card.
Yeah, I do spend a lot of time.
Oh, so it accepts SD cards.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
That's a big thing. On the Switch Lite, they treat it like a selling point, which is pretty funny. They're like,
put in an SD card.
Put an SD card for more space. And I'm like, you didn't come with an SD then.
Did you not?
You didn't come with one.
Did so you get you one?
Me. Nah, I don't need one.
You need to get one. You can get, we're going to the, it's too late, but for the return flight.
Yeah, for the return flight, because we're already there, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're going to go
to the shops after this to prepare.
What? We're in the UK, so we're going to go to Salisbury's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you reckon they sell SD cards?
Maybe the co-op.
The co-op.
Mm. Isn't that what they call a bottle-o?
No, that's...
I mean, it's kind of like a... It sells alcohol, sure.
Okay. Oh, it's like a little... It's like a milk bar.
It's kind of, more like a servo. Yeah. What we might call a servo. Or a store.
That's true.
Oh, you could probably get... Yeah, that's probably...
SD card while I'm in there. I mean, I don't need one because I've got all the games that I need for the flight and it was enough, clearly. But maybe for the return flight.
Well, Kirby comes out while we're here.
That's true. So I guess I definitely will.
Unless you buy it physically, which I'm going to do. Yeah.
Another interesting thing that I discovered with two Switches, because I was like, well, obviously I want to be able to play my Switch on the plane.
Trade Pokemon to yourself.
Trade Pokemon to yourself, obviously. Turn that ghastly into a ganker or whatever.
You are so ignorant right now.
Actually, Jackson, it's a Haunter, and also ghastly evolves into Haunter naturally. Through leveling, it's only Haunted the Gengar.
He becomes a Gengar. Yeah. That guy rules.
Yeah.
He's like, so they've now got an item that does that?
That sucks.
So you don't need to trade it anymore?
Pokemon got bad.
They introduced items. The only items I need, revives.
I need Repel, so no Pokemon come near me, okay? That's how you play Pokemon. You release your starter, and you just live a normal life.
Release your starter with and then use the sell your starter, use that money to buy Repels.
Yeah,
live a regular life.
Live a regular life in Cerulean City or whatever. Get a job pushing paper. You know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I discovered that if you have two Switches and you have the same account on them, you all of a sudden have a primary and a secondary Switch.
Yep.
And on your secondary Switch, if you try to play a game, because I was like, how does it know? How does it you know what I mean? Like, will I be able to play this game whilst it's downloaded on the other Switch or whatever, and it checks, it's like, can you legally play this game, you goddamn son of a bitch or whatever. And then if somebody else is playing it or it's on my other Switch, it'll be like, no, you can't play this game. And then I realized that if I'm not online, it can't check, and so I can play no game I've downloaded. Which is very funny.
It is funny.
And it's funny because I found out how to fix it by watching a YouTube video called "Can You Play the Switch Lite on the Bus?"
Do you want me to link that below too?
Can you play the Switch Lite on the bus? And the funny thing as well, because the way to fix it is you can just swap which one is your primary and which one's your secondary. So the secondary Switch is the one that's always at home with our Wi-Fi. But the video I watched, basically the guy's like, yeah, you can't. Like, he was not... I don't know. It seemed like he was going to offer a solution, but he just didn't.
So the video I've linked below is just a guy being like, you can't play your Switch Lite on the bus.
Right, let's find out if you can play the Switch. Oh. He just goes through everything. He's British, like how we are.
He's British just like us.
He's in Britain.
No. He's British just like
us.
We're
on British soil, therefore. I'm breathing British air.
Hey, our queen, your queen.
It's a Commonwealth.
That was a pretty easy change. Yeah, same one.
Same queen.
So, wait, can I ask, with the primary secondary thing. Mm-hmm. I wasn't asking you, actually. That was a question directed to Jackson.
He's got you there, buddy.
I'm the host of the show, so I'll allow it, but just so you know.
I'm a guest.
Sure,
I'm
whatever. A permanent allow guest. It,
yeah, you're my co-anchor. You're that guy that sits on the couch, and I'm the host everyone hates.
Yeah, you're like...
I keep going to say Jimmy Owen.
You're Jimmy Kimmel. No. What's the guy? I'm the guy with the band.
No. I'm
Paul Schaefer.
That makes me Letterman.
You're Letterman. You're Leno. You're Jay Leno, and I'm the other guy with the band.
No, or I can be Conan O'Brien, and you can be that guy, Andy
Circus.
No,
Andy Circus. I was Gollum.
Andy Kaufman.
No,
I was
Andy Richter. Andy Richter.
Yeah, I'm Andy Richter. Yeah, yeah. That's our deal.
Yeah, Andy from Toy Story.
We should do Thumb Crabs as a late night TV show.
Hey, and introducing our next guest, Adam.
We're going to steal the Enough Rope with Andrew Denton.
That's cool because that title comes from Enough Rope to Hang Themselves.
That is cool. That is. Can we knock on that show? I'd be like, I'd see what that title's about.
I can see what's going on.
Hang on, Andy, buddy.
Don't give me Enough Rope. Give me too little rope to hang myself.
So with the... Is it like how on PlayStation you can... If I bought... If my account is on... PlayStation, whatever.
Yeah.
PlayStation. I can own a bunch of games and I can play those games on another system if I'm logged into my account.
Yeah.
But someone else can't play it on the original if I'm currently playing it.
Yes.
Basically, Adam, yes. But the difference is because the Switch is portable, a PlayStation would always, you'd assume, if it's connected to the Wi-Fi, connected to the internet.
Yeah. But the Switch, if you're not connected to the Wi-Fi on your portable Switch, you can't play any game you've downloaded, which is just very funny. Like, I get it, but it's so funny because it's the portable Switch.
Yeah.
It's the one you would want to take out with you on the bus.
Well, I think what is meant to happen is...
Unless it's your primary.
Unless it's your primary, yeah.
I think, because I haven't really encountered... I mean, I don't have a Switch Lite, but I haven't heard many people encounter this problem. But I assume it's because most people that bought a Switch Lite just like transferred all of their stuff to the Switch Lite. So that became their primary.
Yeah.
And they're not using their old Switch. Or it's like, I got a Switch Lite for my kid. It's an idiot because kids are stupid.
Yeah, yeah. And like my kid's not going to buy any games online because you can play like a physical game wherever.
It's just playing Mario Tennis and putting the Switch in the dog's mouth or whatever.
On you go. Get out of here. We don't want you anymore.
Take her with you.
Don't you see we don't love you?
But
get out of here.
I kind of like.
Is that how Harry and the Hendersons ends?
Yeah.
I was making a reference.
And then as he leaves, a bunch of other Bigfoots come out of the woods and they're like, whoa, there were heaps of those guys.
Harry,
that movie's really about
dogs with switches in their mouths.
That movie's really about John Lithgow's his character's complicated relationship with his father, and that's pretty cool.
No, yeah. It's about a Frenchman trying to kill Bigfoot.
Yeah, it's about a lot of things, really.
It's about Poirot trying to kill Bigfoot.
That is Poirot.
It is.
Wow.
Kenneth Branagh?
Yeah, Kenneth Branagh. No, from the TV series.
Different Poirot.
He plays... Yeah.
A lot of Poirot's.
Kenneth Branagh, I think, plays Bigfoot himself.
Whoa.
What's funny about that guy who's trying to kill Bigfoot in Harry and the Hendersons is that he's named after a famous cryptozoologist who doesn't want to kill Bigfoot. That's nuts if you spent all your life... Imagine you were like a seal researcher and they made a movie about a guy trying to kill a seal and named it after you. You'd be like, I actually want to protect seals. Why would you do that? Anyway, Harry and the Hendersons, great movie, five times.
So, don't one of you hate that movie?
No, we both adore it.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm thinking of... Oh, no, Goonies is the movie
Goonies
I would assume you'd
love.
Yeah, Jack hates Goonies.
Screw Goonies. Chunk, go to hell.
I've never seen Goonies, so I can't comment on that. But Jackson's superior Goonies, Monster Squad, I will admit, is an amazing movie.
Monster Squad rules. Great film. Incredible film. Five thumbs.
We're busting those reviews out.
Thumbs are coming out quick. I like the Switch Lite. It's nice. I like how light it is. It's nice. It's nice to be able to spin it around or whatever.
Put it in a dog's mouth if you want it. What do you mean spin it around?
Well, like, I don't know, like hold it in my hand and just like
and play with it.
Like it's like
you don't have to turn it on to play with it.
Yeah, it's not heavy.
Yeah, well, he hasn't yet, and we were on a 25-hour flight. Exactly. I'm surprised he didn't leave it on the bus.
Well, because he was sitting the entire time. Of course, he's not getting up, sitting down. He's not running up and down the aisle.
Ah, Cuss!
You're a piece of shit.
I'm using mine quick so I don't forget about them.
I'm going to kill you both. Yeah, Adam, you're forgetting that when we traveled with Jackson, he was sitting on a chair the whole flight and lost his phone. And then the pilot had to come out and help. Oh, no, that was you that caused
it. Small, Switch is big.
Not that Switch.
Right, well, little.
Yeah, Jackson lost his phone on a plane when he was sitting still. You couldn't get power on the plane, and then the captain came out to have a look at the chair who was flying the plane. I don't know. It was all happening.
I made the pilot come down.
Yeah, you did make the pilot.
I was like, I swear to God.
It said?
If the pilot does not approach me personally to help fix this, I swear to God, this flight's not going to make it. I'm going to M380 this flight.
It's going to disappear.
What's the one
over
that we're missing?
Atlantic.
We never found it. I said that.
Yeah,
I remember. It was gross.
We were like, threatening a plane's probably not a good idea. But we'll see how this happens.
I hope we get back. Okay, I hope they let us land. Adam, we got a tour to do. So, it's good. I don't know. It's. I like how little it is. It does feel more portable than the other Switch. Like it does feel a bit flimsier. Like the buttons are. They feel more. The buttons kind of have the feeling of a third party controller.
Yeah,
that gives you the vibe. The whole thing kind of does has third party controller vibes.
Yeah, that's good. Although it has a D pad now.
Yeah.
Hmm. Didn't have it. Yeah, it used to have four buttons instead of a D pad.
Yeah, I hate D-pad. Those four. I have been playing. I've been playing a Switch for the first time recently.
Congratulations! Yeah. How's your first time with the Switch? And what game are you playing?
Yeah, I'm playing. Well, I was thinking actually maybe I might review this. I went into this thinking I would review one game. But then when we were talking about Pokemon, I was like, "Oh, that's right! I've been playing a game very recently. That's kind of new-ish."
Hell yeah!
I'm excited.
Yeah.
You don't know if Pokemon?
I don't know how to say it.
Arceus.
Arceus. I don't know if it's
Pokemon
been reviewed
Pokemon
here yet.
That doesn't matter. That's the rules. Who cares?
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, how many thumbs?
Five thumbs.
Five thumbs.
Nothing wrong with it, really.
So five thumbs for Monster Squad, five thumbs for Harry and the Hendersons, five thumbs for the Switch Lite. There's no problems with it.
It's fine. I don't know. Like, it feels a little bit flimsier, but it was a little bit cheaper. So yeah. fair enough.
Did you buy brand new or did you get it from...
I got a brand new. I got a brand new, but discounted. I don't know why. $30 off. I don't know.
Do they say, oh, this one fell on the floor? Do you want it? And you're like, yeah.
A dog sat on this one, but it's fine otherwise. It's just permanently got the dog's asshole print in the middle of the screen.
I'm glad I saved $30 for this, and this is always a reminder that
like
I saved
you
$30.
More than $30 for a permanent asshole print. Take it or leave it.
Switch Lite asshole edition.
Why is there an asshole print in exactly the same spot on the back of the Switch?
Dirty dog
sat went
down
all
really
the way through.
What?
Don't know what to tell you, buddy. Take
when
it or leave it.
Dogs, when they're shipping dogs, they ship them ass to ass, and they put these switches in the middle so they don't get dirty.
So
on
that
each
the
other.
Assholes aren't touching.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
When they got to put dogs on a cargo flight.
Yeah.
They'll pack them off
with switches.
To save space, they switch. They send switches and dogs together. Nintendo Company does two things.
You ever read a newspaper, kid? Come on. How's this the first time you're hearing this?
You know that. Sorry. You know, this is the most childish thing that I've ever seen you do. You know the bloody dog and the POW logo? Yeah. Where do you think that comes from? Yeah,
exactly.
Whoa. Well, does that dog have eggs?
Or are they puppies? It's got eggs.
Huh.
It's an egg dog.
That's a lot to think about.
Yeah, anyway, also the $30 is great because that's apparently just they ship switches. So I don't know why I'm even getting it off. This just seems like
standard.
Well,
it's because some of the dog's assholes aren't dirty.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They clean the dog's assholes before they put them on the plane, but I got
dirty
somebody
flight.
Did...
We got a dirty flight.
Somebody did a bad job. Yeah, $30 off. They'll buy a Switch with dog shit on it. People love a bargain, and I do.
Well, that's good. Everyone won.
Yeah.
So you're five... No, keep going.
Five thumbs. What have you guys been playing?
Yeah, Adam, what have you been playing?
Well, I was going to review Risk of Rain 2, but I've realized I've been playing Pokemon Arceus. Yeah. I realized recently because I've been talking about the first time I've been talking a lot about Pokemon with people.
Yeah.
You should just play it. I mispronounce so many Pokemon's names.
Hit us with some.
All right. So, you know. Well, I can't say.
No. Just say the names wrong.
Say the name wrong.
Misandry?
What Pokemon is Misandry?
Misigno?
No.
The glitch Pokemon?
No, it's not the glitch Pokemon. It looks like the bust of a person's head with like long wavy hair. It's a ghost type Pokemon.
Oh, I don't know what that one's called. I know the one you mean, though.
Well, to me, it's called Misandry.
Yeah, that's
what
cool.
What Pokemon is this?
It's the ghost Pokemon from like Ruby and Sapphire era.
That's like my favorite.
I think,
I
or maybe Black
guy.
And White. I don't know. Mm. It's a ghost head.
Okay.
And there's another one. Once again,
Charmander.
I call it Chitrouge.
Oh yeah.
No. There's another one. It's like a water Pokemon. It looks like an otter. It's orange. I call it Bzeel. That is not how you say it.
Blitzeel or whatever.
Yeah, right? Blitzeel.
Blitzeel or Floatzel? Actually, I think
it's the one that begins with B. Floatzel, I think I've got.
Yeah.
Bzeel is the one I don't got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one I do know how to pronounce properly. Chimchar.
Yeah.
Yep.
I used to call Chim Chim. And I never thought why I was saying that because that is not how it's written.
It's spelled Chimchar. Why is Chim Chim the Chim Pokemon? It does look like a little fire monkey, but like.
Well, that is what, yeah.
I get it.
I wish it was just like, this is Chimp, the Chimp Pokemon. Well, I guess that kind of happens with Mankey, that's the monkey. monkey Pokemon. Yeah. Yeah.
Change one letter in the
name. They do have two monkey Pokemon.
They got even some monkey Pokemon. Gorilla Broom or whatever?
Gorilla Broom.
They have a kangaroo Pokemon?
Oh, Kangaskhan.
Yeah.
And Mareep.
Yeah.
Or
Mareep's a sheep.
No, what's the... Mareep becomes this guy.
Oh, Arapipos.
Yeah,
Arifabros. Arupipos. Yeah, I don't think it counts as
Ampharos.
A kangaroo.
His name's Ampharos.
I don't think it counts as a kangaroo, though.
That looks like heaps like a kangaroo.
It's the next stage in a sheep's natural solution.
It's not a kangaroo.
It looks like a kangaroo. Ampharos has got kangaroo vibes.
Like a kangaroo if you squint.
Also, Jack, it's not Kangastan. That's a made-up country. Kangas Khan. Oh, wait, is that it?
Kangas Khan, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I've always said Kangastan.
Well, there's your mispronunciation.
How? Why have you said Kangastan?
I don't know, but I always have. Kangastan.
Like Kazakhstan.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, like Kazakhstan. That's what Jack was thinking of.
This Pokemon reminds me of Kazakhstan.
All the time.
Yeah.
Why is Borat so obsessed with that Pokemon?
Jackson's like, oh man, it's crazy that, you know, you ever heard that theory that Cubone and then Marowak are just the baby of Kazakhstan? What? What? Yeah. I've read about it on
Cerebri.com.
Cerebri.net. I'm a Bulbapedia guy.
You would be. Yeah.
Well, it's Australian, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, is it good?
Bulbapedia, yeah.
How many thumbs for Bulbapedia? Five.
Yeah. Five for Bulbapedia?
Yeah.
I reckon I'd get five, yeah. I think it's really well laid out, I think.
Yeah, it's a useful website.
Yeah.
How are you finding Arceus?
I really like it. Well, so I've read a bunch of other people saying that it kind of recaptures that the first time you played Pokemon, the like, ooh, mystery.
What can I do? Yeah.
Yeah. And absolutely. I when I jumped into it, I was like, oh, this feels new, but kind of mysterious. I really like it. I don't know how I feel about they have like this whole mechanic about capturing Pokemon outside of battle. So now you're the one who hides in the long grass and you sneak up on Pokemon and you can catch them. I don't know how I feel about it because sometimes it's really fun, but it has the Batman Arkham Asylum and the Lord of the Rings game. I forget what that one was called. Shadow of Mordor.
Yeah.
It has that thing where sometimes I'm like, I just want to go from A to B and all of these Pokemon are giving me grief.
Yeah, that's fair. For sure.
And
are you far enough that you got a Pokemon you can ride?
Yeah, I can ride a Pokemon. So it's not that big a deal, but it is always like a little bit annoying. It's just in the back of my mind, always a little bit annoying when I get the little eye thing that says that a Pokemon's mad at me and is coming to fight me.
I like that eye because I'm glad I've upset Pokemon.
Yeah, that's good.
So I want to live my life.
Yeah. I definitely know that once they've seen you, there's a mechanic where you can get like a ball of mud or a spoiled acorn. You can throw it at them and you can kind of knock them out and then you can try and catch them.
So
I like that mechanic.
Spoiled egg. That would be good. What starter did you pick? Grass, fire, or water?
I picked, all right, so once again, this is coming into problems where I don't know names. I picked the grass flying one, which I was shocked to find out becomes a grass fighting one. That's new to me. Yeah. I stopped playing Pokemon before they did that.
What's a grass starter for that one? Oh, it's the owl.
Yeah, it's the owl Rowlet.
Rowlet who becomes Dushakamon.
I don't know grass Pokemon because it's for losers.
I picked grass. He got mad at me last time. We had an argument.
We didn't have an argument.
We had a fight, yeah.
I absolutely over-level as well. It's so fun. Because I'm like, all right, I get to a new area. I got to capture all of the Pokemon before I continue the story.
Yeah.
I got to do everything in this area. I got to complete all the quests. So my Pokemon are like level 70. And
hell yes.
I am regularly fighting 30 to 40.
Are you still playing it, JD? All right.
I did on the flight to where we are currently.
Oh, yeah.
Best not make that one a lie.
I would never lie, especially in a podcast.
You would never.
But I did also just recently acquire Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and
Fair
2
enough,
for the
yeah.
Nintendo Switch.
Well, I think we know what you played the most of.
I think maybe it was all a falsehood. A white lie you told her.
No, it wasn't a white lie. I played a bit of Arceus.
I guess we did have 20-something hours on the flight.
25 hours,
Fair enough.
And yeah, you're gonna lose your Switch charger halfway through.
I think I'm gonna lose my whole Switch. One of the people's gonna come by with the trolley or whatever, and I'm just gonna place it delicately on top, and it'll just go down the aisle. And then 2 hours later, I'll be like, "Lucia, where's my Switch?"
I'm asleep and drunk.
Oh, and then I'll see them tipping it in the toilet and flushing it. Oh,
why do they dispose of rubbish in the toilet?
This flight's crazy.
Another cool novel thing is I've never had a 3D Pokemon game before.
Oh, yeah.
It rules. Mm. Being able to see the Pokemon, some of them are so cute. Bidoof is so cute.
Yeah, Bidoof's great. He's a great little
Bidoof
guy.
Bidoof rules. I love the little cute Bidoofs.
Something I learned about Pokemon recently. You remember Mega Evolutions?
Yeah.
Did you know that the description of every Mega Evolution heavily implies the Pokemon's in immense pain when it does
Yes,
it?
I have heard this.
Like,
yeah.
Every single one is like, Bulbasaur freaking hates this. That's so crazy. But the game's like, yeah, use Mega Evolution to make your battles more fun or whatever.
So this game, interestingly, there are like a handful. I've not finished the story yet. I think I'm a fair, because you like slowly rank up in the organization that you start in.
Yeah.
And I am 8 out of 10 stars, I think. Okay. And I've got, I don't know if there's going to be a second map, because Pokemon games, from my experience, I stopped playing in 2010, but from my experience, there'll often be like a second island
or area. Kind of like a post-game, kind of, yeah.
So I don't know if there's going to be an entirely new map, but I think I've gotten like a decent way through the story.
Okay.
And what was I going to say? Yeah, I've not encountered many Pokemon battles, like with other trainers.
Yeah.
That is, now that's kind of just like you fight only really wild Pokemon for the most part. And it's interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, I guess there's just no long Pokemon battles anymore. You don't, you fight someone and they've got, Pokemon.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Now, if I fight a game, now if I encounter or have a Pokemon battle, it'll either just be with one Pokemon, maybe a couple at a time, but very rarely, if ever, will it be like 6 Pokemon?
That's kind of great.
Actually, yeah. I don't think I have had a 6 Pokemon fight yet.
Yeah, wow.
As in gone through all your Pokemon?
No, as in like...
Who also has 6.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay. Sorry.
Opposition's never had
that. I got distracted by looking at the Pokemon. Well, half distracted. I was listening.
Yeah.
But clearly not properly.
Sure.
But the... Just if anyone is curious about the Mega Evolution descriptions. So these are from Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon.
Mm.
Mega Tyranitar's entry reads that due to the colossal power poured into it, the Pokemon's back splits right open. Its destructive instincts, the only thing keeping it moving. Mega Shock Sharpedo feels pains in all its old wounds when it Mega Evolves.
Jesus.
Mega Scizor stores an excess energy from Mega Evolution, so after a long time passes, its body starts to melt.
God damn.
And Kangaskhan, probably the best one that's here. So Kangaskhan, when it Mega Evolves, its baby gets out of its pouch and gets big.
Kangaskhan hates this. Well, close.
The explosive energy the child is bathed in causes temporary growth. The mother is beside herself with worry about it.
That's awesome. The game's cool. Like, make your Pokemon suffer to make them strong.
I like sometimes when the Pokemon game, I don't know if Mega Evolutions do this, but I like it when the Pokemon games sometimes play with like the like-dislike ratio of your Pokemon. Because there, I remember in some of the older Pokemon games, there being moves that's like, this move gets stronger if your Pokemon doesn't like you.
Yeah.
That's a great strategy.
Shoot trainer with gun. That's the name of that move.
How funny was it that the Sword and Shield gimmick was Pokemon get big? They were like, what's our next gimmick? Mega Evolutions was cool. We get to make these fun designs for the Pokemon. What'll be this one? What if get big?
Did the some of the previous titles have alpha Pokemon, or has that been introduced in this
game?
Yeah.
So that is funny because they don't have a new gimmick.
Yeah,
alpha
true.
Pokemon are also just bigger Pokemon.
They get big. Well,
they're big and they're stronger in the area. They're like alpha. Is in the same way that the dog in the street's an alpha dog.
Yeah, it's better than my dog at all.
Surely all of the mechanics is just get bigger and stronger.
Yes.
Yeah.
That rolls.
Well, the gimmick, I guess Arceus' gimmick is the game's different.
Yeah. I suppose it's not
quite. The way you capture, in Pokemon battle is drastically different. Yeah. And I like it for the most part. I'm a big
fan. How many
fan.
Thumbs?
Yeah.
Cool. It's out of 5, right?
Yep.
I'm going to give this
5 thumbs.
4.
Whoa.
Yeah. Did it lose a thumb for the embarrassment it caused you by making you realize you say Pokemon's names wrong?
No, that's just funny. No, it loses a thumb because I am very frequently frustrated with the, I just want to get from A to B.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Call, fair. And if you were reviewing Risk of Rain 2, how many thumbs for that?
Oh, good question. Four
just
and
trying
a half.
To pack in as many thumbs as possible.
Four thumbs and a knock?
Yeah.
Four thumbs and a knock, yeah.
Four thumbs and a knock. Mm-hmm. Anything else like you want to review real quick?
Oh, we're here?
yeah, I want to review me being alone in Australia while you two go out.
Currently in the UK, yeah. How many thumbs
for that? 5 out of 5.
Yes, 5 thumbs.
Party house.
Finally some peace and
quiet. Stay British citizens forever.
Yeah. Well, that's going to happen due to a mix-up.
Yeah. Due to a mix-up means that you'll become the queen and the queen's husband.
You've arranged it.
And introducing new members of the royal family, the queen and the queen's husband. Oh no.
Oh wait, dude, that's not us.
Your majesties, please step forward. Oh shit, why are they pointing to us?
And then we get a rule of that means Adam gets one.
No.
Oh, it's, I did it twice
because Adam did it twice, so I get one back. It was like a volley.
A bit of a cheeky tennis match between friends. It's never gonna see the air, the light of day, the air of day. Wow.
Okay.
My turn. What have I been playing? Great question. I have been playing a bit of Super Mario Galaxy DOS. As we mentioned last week, Nintendo Wii is locked. Nintendo Wii U is locked and loaded at this very studio. Yeah. Been firing up Super Mario Galaxy 2 almost primarily whilst I was on the phone trying to sort out everything to get us to the UK, which worked wonderfully. We're there right now.
It was no problem.
No issues whatsoever.
Security, yeah.
They only hit us with a baton twice.
They're going to line you up and shoot you.
Yeah.
They only hit us. They didn't hit us with a baton. They just spanked us as we went past.
Cheeky boys.
This place is a lot more spank happy than I remember.
Get into the country, you cheeky devils. Come on now, spank back. They allowed to do that to us?
Yeah, they're the bobbies.
Okay, fair call. It's police at the airport, apparently. Okay.
Yeah, customs are...
You're kind of a police.
Yeah, they're like a border security, I guess.
Yeah. Do you like the game?
I do. It's way hard. Like, I forgot that... So Nintendo games of recent usually tend to be quite easy from the get-go, and then some do ramp up their difficulty, or Nintendo occasionally do just throw a curveball and they're like, hey, what if we gave you a very hard game like Metroid Dread?
Or a very easy game like Kirby Star Allies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Super Mario Galaxy 2 is no Metroid Dread, but is definitely far more difficult than most Mario games I've played recently.
Yeah.
How does it compare to the last, difficulty-wise, how does it compare to the last game that I played, Sunshine?
It's easier than Sunshine. Sunshine has a lot of complicated mechanics that are just like anti-player, which I like. The GameCube has a lot of games like that where like we've innovated and we've made this difficult but dark and cursed. this fun to play game that is somehow also anti-player, dark and a bit cursed.
Yeah, absolutely.
That rules.
Yeah, Sunshine is definitely that. Flood is annoying, and some of the puzzles you get are...
a nightmare.
Almost impossible.
Yeah. It's good.
It's good stuff.
But Super Mario Galaxy 2.
Yeah, Super Mario Galaxy.
Super Mario Galaxy. Going for you.
How you like Super Mario? No, Super Mario Galaxy, it's a funny one because it's a direct sequel to... Like, it's not like, oh, we're doing the next 3D Mario. This is like the sequel to a previous 3D Mario. And I think because of that... They're like, we need to... Because, like, you start Odyssey, and they're like, well, you're starting from the ground floor.
Yeah.
You've not played a Mario game for the last, 3-4 years or whatever. Yeah. But I guess for Super Mario Galaxy 2, they're like, well...
Yeah, you remember the old one. It works the same. It happened a couple of days ago or whatever.
Exactly. If we just gave you the same game again, it wouldn't feel... Yeah, I don't know. Like you need to actually make it feel like a sequel.
Because of that, does it feel like a proper sequel? Do they innovate? Is it new? Or is it just...
They add, let me tell you, Adam, they add Yoshi.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and say no more.
And they don't do the thing that games, that some Mario games do where they're not like, oh, Yoshi's in like World 3 or whatever.
Yeah.
Yoshi in the second level.
Nice.
Yeah, that's good.
One thing I don't like Galaxy 2 versus Galaxy 1.
Yeah.
Galaxy 1 has a cool hub world.
Yes.
Galaxy 2 has a planet that is Mario's head.
Yeah, and then you just move between the levels.
That is shocking that you do not love that.
Well, it's funny, but it's like...
It's good that it's Mario's head.
Well, look, the story of Galaxy 1 is like... Bowser's kidnapped Peach and taken her into space, and then this mysterious new princess with a failing space station needs Mario to reboot all of the elements of the space station, and the worlds are like the garage, the barbecue, the bedroom. But yeah, this one, the plot is Bowser got too big.
Bowser's huge.
Bowser's big now, and he just says, "I'm big now."
Yeah.
And then he grabs Peach and he's like, "I'm so big, I need to be in space." And then Mario goes also to space.
Yeah.
But I kind of love that they're like, it doesn't have to be super complicated, the story.
Maybe Bowser's just big.
What if Bowser got too big?
How often would you describe a Mario story as complicated?
Well, I mean, you know.
Explain the Super Mario Sunshine story to me.
Oh, I only ever played it as a demo in EB Games.
I guess the story is Adam played the GameCube and was asked if he wanted to pre-order it and said no left.
No, thank you.
I kicked some kids off once.
That's good.
Was it like a sign that said maximum 15 minutes play and you stood there and once it hit 15 minutes, you tapped the sign and been like, right on kids, time to jog on?
I don't recall exactly what I did. I just know that I think I got someone in the store to tell them.
Oh. That,
you not knowing exactly what you did feels like you flew into a blind rage and you came to afterwards playing GameCube.
I just blacked out.
Yeah, your hands are covered in viscera as you're playing the GameCube. Where was I?
Going to the worker of EB Games being like, excuse me, mister. These kids have been playing Super Mario Sunshine's demo too long and I want to go.
That rules.
That's pretty funny. I hope you did that.
I'm pretty sure I did.
That's great.
Good stuff. That's real good stuff. Super Mario Galaxy 2 rules.
Mm-hmm.
I am now just throwing my voice into the chorus of voices that are like, Nintendo, why didn't you put this on the 3D re-release for Happy Birthday Mario collection? Yeah.
It's a very just like baffling to not do. Even as like a DLC later on, people would have bought it.
I mean, they don't even sell the game anymore. So.
Yeah, exactly. That whole thing seems like Nintendo were like somebody was forcing their hand to do it anyway.
Yeah.
They never felt like they wanted to do it.
Someone had a very big gun aimed at their building.
I will shoot this building to death unless you make the Mario 3 collection or whatever. Yeah. Do you think we'll ever get like a sequel to a direct Mario game, like an Odyssey 2? Like, when the next 3D Mario comes out, will it be Odyssey 2 or will it be, like, Super Mario...
Yes.
How old is Odyssey at this point?
2 years? 3 years? 4 years? 5 years? Six years?
Yeah, it's about 5 years old.
Yeah. Wow, if they were going to do on Odyssey 2, surely they would have done it by now.
No, well, I think it's a long time between
Nintendo
Mario
Nintendo used to sort of do direct sequels to games pretty frequently.
Yeah.
Because they'd use all the same assets. But they don't do that as much.
Is what I was
anymore.
Thinking. Yeah. If they were going to make a 2, they would have done it
true,
recently.
Think so, yeah.
So that they could reuse assets.
Yeah.
Because, like Ocarina of Time, Majora's Mask use the same assets.
True.
Galaxy 1, Galaxy 2 use the same assets.
Breath of the Wild 2 will do the same thing as well. Yeah.
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 Maybe I'll play Breath of the Wild 2.
Maybe
I should play Breath of the Wild 2. I've heard good things about 1.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. I guess you could just play 1 right now.
Yeah, you could. I was, before I went to the UK, I was meant to give Breath of the Wild 1 to your housemate Hayden to play.
That's funny. Mm. I was meant to give Breath of the Wild 1 to Joel Samet's wife.
Yeah. Luckily, you're both in the UK now, so you can give it to her right now.
Exactly. That
we'll
is
pause
lucky.
The episode so you can go into the other room and give it to
give
her.
Okay, give me 5 seconds. Joel Samet's wife!
Yes?
I have Breath of the Wild!
Oh, that is great news!
That guy sound like Mr. Nintendo to you?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Hey, welcome back.
Whoa!
What?
I don't know. We're all just having funny. How many thumbs from Super Mario Galaxy 2?
5 thumbs.
That's great.
It's a classic for
a reason.
It's
a good game. Yeah.
And it's good playing a Wii U again.
Yes.
It's good just holding those. That
big, clunky controller.
Well, actually, I guess I've actually been playing with a Wiimote and Nunchuck.
True.
So it's good to hold that Wiimote again. And
is that on the plane?
Yeah.
No. But you were asleep. You wouldn't know what was going on.
I wouldn't know what you were doing.
Or alternatively, this is the point where you're yelling at the air host to get your Nintendo Switch
don't
out
flush
of the
it, Don't flush it. Don't flush it. Don't flush it. No, no, that's mine, actually. That's mine. Oh!
Where does that part go?
Accidentally hitting
into
the
air.
What do you mean into the air?
Accidentally hitting the flush and watching your Switch just go.
That's funny as well. If you assume I've gone to the toilet and then I stand up and my Switch is in there and I like like no shit or anything, and I'm like, just
wait. Look, if my switch is there,
but it's just like me looking at the switch of the toilet, then looking at the flush button and looking back. Looking at the flush button and then flushing. Oh no!
Also, like, just been like, wait, my Nintendo Switch is in the toilet. Where's my shit?
Me, oh, not me, sorry, you sitting next to where Jackson was or whatever, being like, I'll just play Jackson's Switch a little bit.
Oh no! It's a human turd!
How did I do that?
I don't know.
Just skill.
Flight, yeah. When you're that far up in the air, yeah, anything's possible.
It's true. The rules are different.
Yeah, five thumbs. Great game. Gonna play more of it when I get back from the UK.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
And now,
oh my
God, actually the point in the episode where we hear a quick word from our sponsors.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Thank you, sponsors. Thanks, sponsors. And before we get to the emails, just a reminder, the Plumbing the Death Star are doing live shows in London.
If you're in London right now, we are in London right now. We could meet up. You could see us in the street.
You could see us and be like, hey, I'm actually listening to you do this podcast right
and
now.
And I'm like, I'm actually doing it right now.
Yeah, I know you're listening. I'm doing
get
it.
Out of, move off. Shove
get
off.
Get out
keep
of
going.
Here. We're recording the episode.
In the middle of the street.
We're in Leicester Square. I assume that's a place in London.
If you're listening to this the day the episode comes out, you've still got a couple of days to buy tickets to any of our shows. Tuesday the 22nd of March, Friday the 25th of March, and Sunday the 27th of March. The 22nd and the 25th are at the Apple Tree. The 27th is at Leicester Square Theatre.
Come see us.
Yeah, come to all three.
Come to all three.
Treat yourself.
Have you already said Leicester Square? Because I said that before. I was just making up a place.
That's crazy.
Did you incept a place into me?
I think Adam got incepted in this
episode. Yeah, we incepted you.
God, that's crazy. Yeah. Who knows what else we've incepted into you, man? Yeah. I'd be scared if I was you.
Yeah, I'd be just goddamn
I'd
shit
go see
in my
a doctor
pants.
I'd
yeah,
right, yeah. with you and be like, can you just look at my noggin, bro?
Can you look at my brain? Hey, I'm scared of what's been incepted into me.
I just took a long flight, and when I woke up, some people were packing up their inception machine, and I think they might have incepted me while I was sleeping on the flight.
Can you check what they incepted?
Can you look for a...
It's a funny question, the doctor being like, are you an important man? Oh, no, not really. Well, it probably wasn't you, though,
please,
was it?
Can you just check my brain for Leonardo DiCaprio's?
I know, I'm just scared, a bit scared.
So, now...
Email time.
Love these people have emailed us at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com.
This is the way you can communicate with us, your video game boyfriends.
Yes.
And we can talk about video games together. Okay.
Yeah, we can. It's the easiest way to do it. Or alternatively, you're listening to this, you're in London.
Yeah.
We're in London. You see us in the street. You see that our mouths are moving in time with the episode. Oh, we're doing it live for you right now. Wow.
Whoa, we.
Anyway, this email is from Matt. Dear Crampies, hello from jolly old bleak cold England. Oh, that's where we are too.
We'll see you at the live show.
I've noticed you often get frustrated at each other in the podcast.
Have you?
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Do we?
And
do
I
that?
Think I've found the perfect pixelated remedy for all of you to vent those feelings.
Okay.
Crawl. It's a great party game with a balancing system like nothing I've ever seen before. You get to alternate between playing as the soul hero and a horde of ghosts and ghouls that try and slop.
Try and slop them up.
They try and slop off the hero.
Let's slop it off.
Slow the hero's progress or slop the hero's progress.
Tomato.
Yeah.
Competing through procedurally generated retro dungeon to level up and be the sole survivor. It combines light RPG elements with completely chaotic and intense brawler mechanics and tactics, timing and luck all factor heavily.
That sounds great.
Absolutely nothing is explained in-game.
Jackson! I love that stuff.
And the emphasis is on exploring everything to find secrets and build strategies. So no endless menus or stat checking, just pure gameplay.
I think I've heard of this game. Do you become the hero if you kill the hero?
That seems like the vibe. He said you swap between them, so yeah. I'm assuming.
I cannot recommend it highly enough. It's absorbed most of my time, than I'm comfortable admit. More than my... I cannot recommend this highly enough, and it's absorbed more of my time than I'm comfortable admitting. But fair warning, it does play much better multiplayer than against just AI. It's fairly cheap, available on Switch and PlayStation stores. And I just found out today it's Australian made. Why have you played this yet? Are all of you dumb like me?
Yeah.
Toodle pip, Matt.
Well, I mean, we have just been on a plane, so maybe we played it then.
Yeah, Matt. But also, you mentioned it's Australian made. We don't know what that is anymore because we're English.
We're
now.
British people now. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't know what Australian made means anymore.
Yeah, we lost. Where's Australia?
Who? Is that where we send the criminals?
Is that Convict Island or whatever?
Yeah, is that jail?
Yeah. Mm.
And finally, and Jackson, this will also open the door for you to put a little nightcap on this episode.
Okay.
This email's from Sebastian. Hey, this is a real nothing of an email.
Oh.
Sick.
And Jackson, you're a nothing guy. No. I've been playing Elden Ring for 22 hours.
Nice.
And the little activity card on my PlayStation 5 says I've completed 0% of the story. I don't get how this is possible, but so far, game of the year, how do I play this game?
If I could tell you, Sebastian, then I would be a different man.
Yeah.
I don't know how to play this game.
So, Jackson.
Yeah.
At time of recording, which is obviously the same day that it's come out, but hypothetically, if we went back an entire week to the 11th of March and we checked your playtime for Elden Ring, the game's been out for, 2 weeks?
2 weeks at this point?
Yeah, 72 hours.
That was such a shock to me. You're like, Jackson, you know how much you've played this game? And I was like, well, like probably last time like we talked about it, I think I had 20 hours in, so probably like 40.
You've 70. Played it just shy of a full-time job.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's grim. I don't know how I've played it that much.
Like, I don't know. Steam doesn't lie. 72 hours.
I've been like, I guess playing it on and off, sometimes streaming it, sometimes just by myself. So I guess it's just, it's consuming me, clearly.
Yeah.
I still don't know what I'm doing. I'm not good at it yet.
Yes, putting 72 hours into a video game in a week where I've been so busy organizing getting us to the UK that I haven't had a chance to watch a movie. Yeah, it's good. It's actually
good. How many thumbs for that?
I reckon 5 thumbs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
good
stuff.
It's kind
of like a betrayal. Yeah. Yeah, that's all right. Yeah.
Yeah. That's good stuff. And if you want to send us an email, you can find us at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com, or you can come to one of the Plumbing the SR live shows, and at the end of the show, just yell out your email.
Yeah, and we'll remember it.
Yeah. We'll remember it.
Yeah.
We'll answer it. Come to the show. That's the important part.
That's what really you got to take away from this whole episode. Yeah. Come see us live. Look at our skin or whatever. Yeah.
Not too close.
Not too close unless you come to one of the intimate shows. In which then case, we'll
as
be
close as
lip.
You want. Yeah. The Tuesday show I'm actually hearing is so intimate that we're just sitting in front of an x-ray machine, so you see our bones. They're good.
Yeah, they're great bones.
Yeah. That's right, Adam?
Them's some nice bones. They are, to borrow a term, lovely bones.
Oh, they are the lovely bones.
I thought you were going to say elite bones.
Yeah.
People should,
yeah. Mm. That's true.
Anyway, see you soon, England, and by soon I mean right now.
See you now, England.
Mom Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.